Most weight loss programs are short-term fixes, but managing your weight needs a long-term solution. And that's what makes Noom different. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hit. It's your Monday, July 22nd edition. Hope everybody had a great weekend. The Open Championship was absolutely outstanding for us golf fans out there. Baseball has been wild, as always. Lots of good stuff going on. Go check it all out at thequantedge.com as they get you ready for your NFL season. They got best ball information, DFS information, and much, much more. The NFL product is going to be bigger and better than ever. It's outstanding. And you can get the whole season for $149.99. And right now, if you use promo code Bubba, you get the rest of MLB free. It's a hell of a deal. Highly recommend it. Go to thequantedge.com. Promo code Bubba gets you the MLB season free when you buy the full NFL package for $149.99. Also, if you give a rating and review on iTunes for the podcast, I'd really appreciate it. Just take a couple minutes out of your time. All right, 11-game banger on tap on a Monday. Getting a full slate and some big boy aces on the mound. Your totals on this slate. We're waiting on Colorado and Washington as it's Lambert versus Fetty. Should be a high total. But serious weather there. It gets wetter and wetter as the night goes on. Wouldn't be shocked if that game is gone and we have a 10-game slate on our hands. You got Cardinals, Pirates, Trevor Williams, Ponce de Leon. Waiting on a total there. Indians, Jays, 9. Red Sox, Rays, 9. Reds, Brewers, 9. Marlins, White Sox, 10. Yankees, Twins, 11. A's, Astros, 8.5. Orioles, D-backs, 9. Cubs, Giants, 8.5. Rangers, Mariners, 10. So 7 of the 9 totals we have 9 or higher. We have 3 of 10 or higher. We have 16 totals above 5 at the moment. So pretty, pretty offensive as usual on the diamond. Weather-wise, like I mentioned, Washington looks wet, wet, wet. Keep an eye on that one. Pittsburgh, it's raining throughout the day, but it kind of dies off around game time. Maybe a late start unless something changes there. And then Miami and Chicago, already a rough pitching matchup there for the White Sox. The ball is flying out to right field. The wind is flying out to right field about 15 miles an hour. Pitchers. We have 4 guys over 10K. We have 6 guys over 9K. You got Garrett Cole, 12-5 at home against the Oakland Athletics. The price tag is wild. He's faced Oakland once this year. 6 innings, 2 earned, 4 Ks for 14 points. But he's a 2.94 home ERA. He's got 35, 27, 34, 34 in his last 4 starts. He has 22 or more in 8 of his last 9. When you're talking cash game, it's very, very expensive. And I have no problem not paying for it. Like we saw, I think it was Saturday night. You could have played Musgrove and Urquidy, who both got you over 30 points. Or many played Musgrove and Kershaw, who both got you over 30 points. But Musgrove and Kershaw cost you $16,800, where Musgrove and Urquidy cost you, carry the two, about $10,900. So you would have saved almost $6,000 to use on bats where it was offensive and the Red Sox popped off. So that's why I'm not always a fan of paying up. Cole's a great price if you need to go there. The A's will strike out a bit about 21% of the time. Cole's a heavy road favorite. We know the A's do have some offense, so Cole's definitely there. He's the top option on the slate if you're going to go there. I just don't know if it's necessary tonight. You can drop down $1,100, go to Robbie Ray at 11-4. 3.45 home ERA, 21.6 points per average against the Baltimore Orioles. A team you can definitely take advantage of. Ray, 20 or more DraftKings points in 3 straight starts. He's a minus 220 home favorite. And the Orioles strike out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Ray, it's just the walks, like always, almost a 12% walk rate. But a 40% ground ball rate, 31% strikeout rate are both outstanding. And you got a Baltimore team with a 3.5 team total, second lowest on the slate, just above the Oakland Athletics. They have a 308 wOBA and a 165 ISO versus lefty, which is not great. So Robbie Ray at 11-4, I think it's a good pivot if you want to go down and still pay up at the position. And the last guy I'll mention, Sonny Gray, is because he's been so damn good. He's been much better at home than on the road, but still a 335 road ERA. It's actually evened out. He's basically the same either way. He faced Milwaukee three times this year. He's averaging 27 points per start. One was a 43-point lead inning, 12 Ks, 8 shutout innings, 12 Ks. Last time he was in Milwaukee, 4 1/3, 4 earned, 4 Ks for 8 DraftKings points. But he's got you 24, 27, 43, 23, 8, 22 in his last like 5 or 6 starts. He's been very, very good. The Milwaukee bats have been kind of quiet overall compared to what we're used to from them. They did have a really good Sunday. Milwaukee strikes out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Gray striking out over 28% of the batters he faces right now with a 55% ground ball rate. That helps keep the ball in the ballpark, folks. Pretty simple math there. 4.7 run total for the Brew Crew. Lefties 275, righties 270 versus Gray. It's extremely risky at $9,700, but he's in play this evening. So up top, I got Cole, Ray, Gray. It's just, I don't know if you need to pay up tonight. I really don't. There's some punt options. I think I'd rather just say YOLO and let's see what happens. If you drop down, you have Marco Gonzalez at 79 at home against the Texas Rangers. It's a very iffy play at 79. He's faced the Rangers three times this year. He's averaging 16 points per appearance. His recent home starts against the A's, 26.4. Kansas City, 21. Got destroyed by the Angels in Texas in his previous two. So his last couple of home starts, great. Other ones, not so much. When you look at Marco Gonzalez, the reason I like this play as upside is Texas strikes out 26% of the time versus lefties. He's not a huge strikeout guy, but when he's done well against him, he struck him out. He's got a 17% K rate in the year, but In his starts against Texas, he's pitched 18 innings. He has 16 strikeouts. There's a reason he's getting the points he's getting against the Texas Rangers, and that's what I wanted to look at there. He's got near 40% ground ball rate. Texas has a team total of 4.8, just above the Brew Crew. Lefties 351, righties 309, reverse splits for Marco Gonzalez. And the Rangers, they have a 190 ISO, which is outstanding versus lefties, but only a 309 WOBA. So it's when they get it all. Otherwise, they don't do much at all. So Marco at 79 is in play. It's not the sexiest play, but he's in play. One of the plays I like a lot, the weather doesn't look great, but Trevor Richards at $7,000 at the Chicago White Sox has some appeal. Richards has a 3.7 road ERA compared to 4.5 at home, which is very, very odd. Recent road appearances for Richards at Atlanta, 7 points, but at St. Louis, 22. San Diego, 29.5 in his last three road starts. And he gets a White Sox team you know you can pick on if you're on. They strike out 26% of the time versus righties. He's got a 21% K rate of his own. He gives up a lot of fly balls, though. And that's the part that kind of scares me. White Sox at 5.2 team total. Lefties 325, righties 308 versus Richards. But the White Sox only a 308 WOBA and a 151 ISO. Leaves a lot to be desired for Trevor Richards. It's just a matter of keeping the ball in the ballpark with the wind blowing out. It's already a lively ballpark. It could get interesting. But a lot of strikeout upsides there, and they just struggle offensively, period. So Richards at 7K has some tremendous upside in that matchup. Last but not least, Alec Mills at $6,900 at the Giants. He pitched 6 innings, 3 earned, 6 Ks in his debut at home against Cincinnati. Pitched pretty well in the minors throughout the year. Not like great, but not bad. And against a Giants team that's on fire, but not offensively. They're striking out 22% of the time versus right-handed pitchers. Mills was great, 23% K rate, 53% ground ball rate in his debut. Obviously a small sample. But he had a Giants team with a 4.2 team total. Lefties 429, righties 320 in that small sample. But the Giants, as much as they've been hitting on the road, not at home again, remember that, they don't hit at home. 308 WOBA, 170 ISO. So Mills at 69 is definitely a live play as well. So in this mid-tier range, I got Richards 1, Mills 2, Marco Gonzalez 3. Now if you want to get really weird, we have 6 pitchers at $4,800 or lower. There's 2 I don't mind taking a look at. One is Sean Anderson for the Giants. Yes, it's been ugly. He's averaging about 12 points per game at home this season. Recent starts at Colorado, not good, but at Milwaukee, 13-9. If you look at his recent home starts, Arizona, 14. Padres, 21.3. And then he got beat up by Arizona again. He's a big-time pitch-to-contact guy, which is always scary. The Cubs can hit a bit, but for $4,300, Cubs strike out 22.5% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Anderson's got a 45% ground ball rate. You look at the Cubs as well. Team total of 4.2, or about 4.3, about 0.1 runs higher than the Giants. They have lefties 387, righties 338. So super risky with Sean Anderson. but he's an option for you. The other option is Adrian Sampson, $4,100 at the Seattle Mariners. He's faced Seattle three times this year. He's averaging 14 points per appearance. After the All-Star break, he started out in the bullpen. In his last one, two, three, four appearances have been out of the bullpen. So if people just do game log hunting, they're not going to be very happy with it. But if you dig deeper, before that, when he was starting 17, 21, 4, 4.5, 35, 35, we saw some really good things out of Sampson at times. We saw some not so good things. We get the Seattle Mariners tonight. You can take advantage of Seattle. They strike out 25% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Sampson, 19% K rate, 39% ground ball rate. They do have a 5.2 team total. Lefty's 326, righty's 392. So they are hitting the ball. But for $4,100, I don't mind taking a gamble on Adrian Sampson. So recapping your pitching down below, Sampson 1, Anderson 2. Overall, I got up top Cole, Ray, Gray. In the middle, Richards, Mills, Marco Gonzalez. Down below, Sampson and Anderson. Again, I don't know if you have to pay up tonight. There's a lot of bats, a lot of offense. But that's the way I'm looking at things right now. Again, join us in the TQE member Discord or the Fantasy Sports DGen Slack chat to get all the help you need throughout the day. Let's look at the bats on this 11-gamer. Mitch Garver in a phenomenal spot against CC Sabathia at $5,400. CC giving up a lot of loud contact to lefties this year. I hate paying $5,400 for catchers, but Mitch Garver has been outstanding, averaging 11.5 over his last 10, 18, 0, 14, 21 over his last 4. Hard to ignore that in this matchup for CC. You got Omar Narvaez with Sampson. If you're not using Sampson, he's in play. Otherwise, you can kind of, you know, go down a bit. You could look at Grandal versus Gray. I get it. But I look at maybe Stephen Vogt if he gets to start versus Mills in 4K. Alex Avila at 39 versus Aaron Brooks. And the Baltimore bullpen looks very, very appealing to me. Ivan Nova's been a mess against righties and lefties. The Marlins are a very, very live play tonight. They're in the highest total game on the slate. When you look at the Marlins actually have a team total of 4.85. Lefties 340, righties 381 versus Nova. Jorge Alfaro at 39, especially hitting in the middle of that Miami lineup, could be very, very intriguing to get you some savings. $3,700 could be very nice. A couple other guys you could take a peek at. It's really, really bleak. Maybe a Buster Posey at 34 if you need to. Otherwise, it's going to be a kind of punt night after guys like Alfaro, because it's a lot of guys against aces, or you got your Martin Maldonados, your Jeff Mathises of the world. So it's Alfaro, maybe some Avila, Garver, Narvaez is kind of where I'm looking right now. Or just say screw it, punt with whatever value comes out when lineups get released. First base, you got Anthony Rizzo versus Sean Anderson. Really, really good play there. But Garrett Cooper at 5K has my attention. It's pricier than heck for Garrett Cooper, but a very good play for a guy that's been raking of late. Farther down, maybe a Christian Walker and a GPP, but Yuli Gurriel at 46 versus Homer Bailey. Definitely some upside in that one. Carlos Santana switch hitting versus Barucci at 43 has a discount there, but yeah, really odd stuff here because some of the best spots are the Colorado-Washington game, but I just don't see that game playing. Paul Goldschmidt's been quietly getting going. He's still averaging only 7 in his last 10. GPP-wise at 41, I can see that appeal. Jake Lamb in a GPP at 41 versus Aaron Brooks. Lamb averaging about 7 in his last 10, but it's like 2-0, 10, 5, 22. He's got the GPP upside at 4,100 versus Aaron Brooks in that Baltimore bullpen. I don't mind Jose Abreu at 4K versus Trevor Richards. If you're not pitching Richards, stacking that Miami-Chicago game could be very, very strong in your favor. CJ Cron versus CC Sabathia at 39 is outstanding. We know CJ Cron crushes left-handed pitching. I just mentioned how CC has struggled versus righties this year. I think CJ Cron at 39 is a great play versus CC. If you don't want to pay up at the position, great play to start with right there. A few others, maybe a Joey Votto or a Brandon Belt at 36 and 37 if you want to save without tremendous upside, though. That's the problem. So I probably wouldn't go below CJ Cron if I didn't have to tonight. Second base, you got Kesson Hira, who's been absolutely outstanding at 54. Love that play. Danny Santana switch hitting at 53. He's got some upside. But Ketel Marte at 52 would be my favorite up here against Aaron Brooks. I think Arizona is a huge play tonight. Team total of 5.5, third highest on the slate. Lefties 385, righties 341 versus Brooks. And the thing with Baltimore is it's always about the crappy starter and the even worse bullpen. And now they don't have a DH. They're going to be pinch hitting for pitchers. You might get even more crappy bullpen with Baltimore. The Arizona Diamondbacks are a big, big play tonight. Ketel Marte at 52, very good in that matchup. cheaper down. Jose Altuve at 45. Lourdes Gurriel Jr. in a GPP at 44. I don't hate. Tommy Edman's been getting it done for the Cardinals. He's up to 44, though. It's hard to pay for that when you get Altuve at 45 and Gurriel at 44 also. Really tough to do that. Or you can get Mike Moustakas at 44 versus Sonny Gray. Moustakas 10, 20, 9, 10, 12 over his last five. Just so consistently good. He's second base, third base eligible. He's $4,400. We mentioned with the Brew Crew, Sonny Gray, lefty's 275, righty's 270. But Moustakas at 44 has got that big-time GPP appeal and a hitter-friendly ballpark against Sonny Gray. A few others when he dropped down. GPP, Eric Sogard's been swinging a decent bat versus Clevinger. Clevinger's been very good, though, so be careful there. Jonathan Scope in a GPP at 39 versus Sabathia. We know Scope's got big-time power versus righties. He's just very inconsistent of late, 7 and 16 in his last two. But he's hitting 260 for a reason, but there is upside there with Scope in a GPP. And then Luis Arias at 3,700 has some definite appeal to it. Rougned Odor to GPP at 37, I don't hate. Starlin Castro, if you're really desperate at 36, you can go there. Mike Brosu of Tampa Bay, 35. Biggio at 35, GPP only. But what I would go down to, if you're going to punt the position, he's been quiet. He had that really, really hot stretch right after the All-Star break. But like the last 8 or 9 games, not much going on. But Adam Frazier's 35. If he's near the top of the Pittsburgh order, take a look at that. And Scooter Jeanette's 34, but he's been really, really bad since coming back from the IL. Third base, you got Rafael Devers. Not the greatest of spots for Jalen Beeks. Still a little bit upside, but not the greatest spots. Eduardo Escobar at 53. Now that's a smash button spot. That's a good one. You got Alex Bregman, who's really been crushing it of late, over 11 points his last 10. 9-0, 16, 25, 9, 9, 9, 10, 19. Basically 9 or more in 9 of his last 10. He's 5K versus Homer Bailey. Really good looking stuff there. Eugenio Suarez against... why am I blanking right now? Eugenio Suarez versus Chase Anderson. Yes, I was going to use the wrong Anderson. The thing with Chase Anderson, reverse splits. Lefty's 256, righty's 369. When you look at Cincinnati, a 316 Woba and a 195 ISO versus righties, Eugenio Suarez has been mentioning it on the pod lately. We usually love targeting him versus lefties, but he's hitting righties just fine right now. 5-17, 0-18, 3-14, 16, 2-18, 14. So 14 or more in like 6 of his last 10. Lots to like with Eugenio at a $4,600 price tag where he'll get overlooked because people will see righty-righty. They'll see Bregman and LeMahieu right above him. They'll see Lourdes Gurriel at the same price point. Eugenio Suarez will be much forgotten on this slate. Yoan Moncada at 45 in a GPP versus Trevor Richards, no problem with that at all. With that weather, with that conditions, I don't mind that. Mentioned Moustakas already, lots to like there. If for some reason Colorado and Washington get in, Colorado in some of the Washington as well, but Colorado's really cheap. Like Arenado at 4,400 versus Eric Fede is great. I just don't see that game playing. Like if that game all of a sudden the weather looks better, I'll talk about it in the chats for sure. I'll let you know what I like there. I'm just kind of skipping over it to not cloud your player pool right now. Mentioned Jake Lamb in a GPP. Brian Anderson, third base outfield eligible. He's up to 4K tonight versus Ivan Nova. Really good price. One thing I'll give DK credit for, because I shit all over them when they screw up, which is often. But they priced the Marlins up tonight, which I'm very proud of. Because when I looked at who was pitching earlier, I did like last night in my pitching research, bats are always my first look when I do the podcast. I don't look at bats until I do the podcast. And I'm sitting there looking at Ivan freaking Nova. I'm looking at the team total for the Marlins. I'm thinking, DK's going to screw this up. So far, so good. Cooper, 5K. You get Anderson at 4K. They're at least making you think about it. Because if it was the normal prices, like $4,300 Cooper, $3,400 Brian Anderson, this would be simple. Real simple. But they're making you think about it at least, which I'll give them credit for on this one. A few others at this third base position. You got the likes of Colin Moran at 37, always GPP viable. Luis Arias mentioned him already at 37. I'd rather have Colin Moran with his upside versus Ponce de Leon. De Leon threw good 2 games ago, not so much this last time out. He lots of pitch contact there. But like Marwin Gonzalez, switch hitting, hits in the middle of that Twins lineup. He's third base outfield eligible, only 3,500. Big time upside in that matchup. I like that quite a bit if you need to get some value at third base or the outfield. Shortstop, you have Bogart's a really good spot there. But Bregman at 5K, I like that quite a bit, like we just talked about. You could go to Javi Baez at 46. Again, Sean Anderson's he's an okay pitcher. He has certain nights where he's really good. He's just a lot of pitch to contact. And that's the scary part against a Cubs lineup that sometimes you know, doesn't show up. And when they show up, they have a lot of thump. And if you're getting guys like Javi Baez at 46, you got to at least think about it. Not a must play by any means, but you got to think about it when you look at that one. I got the lefty Ryan Barucki making his debut this year. Lindor at 45 has got a little appeal to it. The Indians have appeal. I just don't know what Barucki's going to do in his debut. It's always hard to figure that out. And you either get lucky or you get burned. Paul DeJong at 42 had a good series over the weekend in Cincinnati. 2-0 over the weekend. I mean, like 27-23 on what Friday and Thursday. Maybe waking up at 42 in a GPP. I could see the appeal if you want to go there. Not a must by any means. Trevor Williams, usually pretty good versus right-hand bats, but wanted to mention him because he's only 4,200. A little bit upside there. Kevin Newman of Pittsburgh at 4K. Jorge Polanco at only 4K is not bad either. But Didi Gregorius at 39 had a little bit of success versus Martin Perez in his career. Loves hitting left-handed pitching. Very up and down since his return from the IL. He had a 0, but then a 14-12 in his last two. 2-22, and then a bunch of goose eggs. So 3,900 for Didi against Martin Perez. I could definitely see some upside in that one. Miles Straw at 38 if you have to. J.P. Crawford at 38 has got more appeal than that. I could definitely see that being an option. Mike Freeman, if he makes the lineup in Cleveland at 3,600, has a little bit of value for you as well. Outfield. Christian Yelich, yes, $5,800 is a great spot. George Springer, 54, phenomenal. Those are two phenomenal, phenomenal plays. Mentioned Danny Santana earlier at 53. That's a good look. Betts has been on fire, but 52 versus Beeks. I respect Beeks. Not saying the Red Sox can't do it. I just respect Beeks. Vegas does too. Only a 4.5 team total for Boston on this slate. It says a lot. Lefties 309, righties 320 off Beeks. Not saying Boston can't do it by any means, but I respect it. Like, I'd rather pay 52 for Ketel Marte against Aaron Brooks. So Marte, Springer, Yelich is who I'm looking at up top here. You do have Yordan Alvarez at 51, which has some GPP appeal for sure, but give me Ketel Marte at 52. Dropping below 5K, though, you got Aaron Judge at 49 is a really good spot there versus Perez. I could see that having some appeal. Hunter Pence had a little bit of success with Marco Gonzalez in his career. He's 4,900. Take a look at that. Don't sleep on Starling Marte at 48. Jerod Dyson at 48 versus Aaron Brooks is very, very appealing as well. 0, 10, 20, 18 in his last four for Jerod Dyson. He's $4,800. If you're stacking the D-backs, don't forget Jerod in your lineup. You got Aaron Hicks, likes hitting lefties against Martin Perez at 46. You could go that direction. Michael Brantley's only 45 versus Bailey. Ramon Laureano, if you want to get weird in your GPPs, is 48 versus Cole. That's just taking a hefty gamble there in that one. But like Nelson Cruz, who loves mashing lefties, he's 4,400. Really good price point there against CC. Brian Reynolds at 43 versus Ponce de Leon's got some tremendous upside in that matchup. Max Kepler hits lefties okay. He's 43 in a GPP for Max. You can go that direction. Yastrzemski, big walk-off dong last night. He's 43 versus Mills. Not sure I'm going to go there, but he's in play. Jordan Luplow, we talk about it. He's like the cheap Joey Gallo. I mentioned it last time. He's boomer bust, but he crushes lefties. He's got Barucci coming off the IL today. His last few games, 12, 21, 0, 12 in three of his last four. All multi-hit. His last three starts, 12, 21, 12. The zero is a pinch hit. Multi-hit games in those games. $4,200 versus Barucci. I can get behind Luplow for sure in that matchup. JD Martinez is down to $4,100. That's pretty wild. I know he's not been great, but that's a pretty wild price tag in that matchup. Kyle Schwarber only 41 versus Anderson. I could definitely get behind that one as well. Brian Anderson, 4K. Ramirez of Miami at 4K as well. You can look at both of those options. Get below 4K now. It gets even weirder for you. You got the likes of Avisaíl García, loves crashing lefties. Erod's been pretty good at 3,900. Pick your poison in a GPP. But like Jesse Winker versus Chase Anderson at 39 leading off is very, very solid. In that matchup, Jose Martinez in a GPP, especially if you're stacking St. Louis for some reason, versus Williams at 38. I don't think I'm stacking St. Louis, but it's there if you need some value. Other than that, like Philip Urban's 37 if you need to go there. If he cracks the lineup, second base, third outfield eligible, Robel Garcia of the Chicago Cubs is 3,700. I got a little bit of upside for you there. 0, 10, and 19, 14 in his last few starts. He's been very, very productive at 3,700 for Robel Garcia in that Cubs lineup. So give him a look. Other than that, if Cesar Puello makes the Marlins lineup at 36. That's a good GPP play for value. He's got big-time power, got big-time strikeout stuff, but big-time power at that price point in a GPP, I can definitely get behind that. Other than that, check your lineups. You'll get a lot of options like Marwin Gonzalez and others down below. Recapping your pitching up top, Garrett Cole, Robbie Ray, Sonny Gray. In the middle, Richards, Mills, Gonzalez, Marco Gonzalez. And then down below, Samson, Anderson. I'm telling you, Samson or Anderson, one of them's got to get it done, if not both. Holy crap. But I think you can make some interesting moves down there tonight. Looking at the totals on this slate, yeah, the Yankees versus Martin Perez is pretty good. Not gonna hide that one. That's pretty solid. Minnesota versus Cease, it can be sneaky nice as well. But I'm all over the D-backs. D-backs versus Aaron Brooks and the Orioles. Big, big fan there. Lefties 383, righties 341. The Astros versus Homer Bailey will be intriguing. But give me Arizona, and then give me Miami versus Ivan Nova. And maybe some White Sox versus Trevor Richards. But Miami versus Nova, lefties 340, righties 381. Those both look really nice. And then you can mix and match throughout. Like the Cubs versus Sean Anderson's got some big appeal. Low team total, but lefties 387, righties 338. You can have some fun with that one as well. BVP on this slate will send you on your way. You got Tommy Pham, 4 for 11 versus Erod. Not much there. Charlie Blackmon, 5 for 5 with a triple and a homer off Fetty, but we don't know if that game's going to play. Paul DeJong, 6 for 16, 3 doubles and a homer off Trevor Williams. We talked about him briefly at 4,200. Jose Martinez, 7 for 20 with 2 doubles, hitting 350. Keep that in mind. Lorenzo Cain, 8 for 16 with a double off Sonny Gray. Jose Peraza, 4 for 12 with a double, triple, and a homer. Philip Irvin, Nick Senzel, Jose Peraza, Derek Dietrich, Yasiel Puig all have one homer off of Chase Anderson. Eugenio Suarez is 4 for 21 with a .190 average with 3 home runs off of Chase Anderson. So GPP viable. Not much there. Not much there. Like Marwin Gonzalez, Sano, Scope, Cron have all homered off CC. Sano's been on fire over the last month, so keep him in mind. I forgot to mention him when we talked about things. DD 3 for 9 with 2 homers off Martin Perez. Keep that one in mind. A few others to take a peek at. The Rangers really do like Marco Gonzalez. Hunter Pence, 6 for 11, 2 doubles and a homer. Chu, 7 for 13. Gallo, 5 for 15, 2 homers. Odor, 5 for 15. Andrus, 4 for 13. Mazzara's taking them deep. As a team, they're hitting 302, 338 WOBA, 143 ISO. So lots to like there. But that'll wrap us up. 11-game slate on your Monday to get things crack-a-lackin' on the final week of July, the final full week of July of the MLB season. Got the trade deadline about 9 days away. Lots of good stuff coming up. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Got a full week ahead for you at thequantedge.com and Fantasy Sports Degen. So get ready to check it all out. But until next time, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, July 22nd edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.